This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So what was the summer like for you after we talked to you in May about trying to work through and get back to where you were last September? What was it like going through that process?
It was good. Obviously, you know, had a couple weeks just to catch some rest more than anything, and make a few tweaks here and there, but yeah, it was nice to get home, just kind of reset and see things fall into place a little bit. So definitely looking forward to this year.
What's the shooting game you guys hit back there? So you and Rasmus tried to outdo each other, and you topped him and he topped you. How did that go?
I've played before, he's played before, so I don't know. I feel like something about Ras makes me more mad than everyone else, but I'm not sure why that is. But, yeah, I guess just go at it. And then I think we both have a couple of blisters now, so we might be on a little bit of a break, but we'll be back soon.
Can you meet him on the golf course?
Yeah, I could take Ras. He's Swedish, though. They don't play as much golf as us Americans.
Having said that, you guys, a bunch of you have been golfing a few weeks ago. What was that experience like? Get to know the GM in a different setting, maybe, and just to have that maybe a shared bonding.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, I guess when I started, I wouldn't have seen that really being a thing. Obviously, every GM has different ways they do things, and it was a blast. You know, Kevin's been great. I think we all have only good things to say about Kevin. But just to get to know him on a personal level, obviously, there's a group with his son, so get to know his son a little bit. And those things are nice. You get to see him more as a person versus just your boss. So it was a really fun day. I think everyone had a blast.
How much this year do you expect to show your flexibility and be asked to show it, going back and forth between the wing and the middle? So.
Yeah, I mean, Donnie's spoken to me about it, and I'm obviously fine with it. Just wherever he puts me, I'll play, and I'll play hard and try to have some fun. I think I've played both before, so it's no problem bouncing back and forth. And I think I've said this to you guys before, it honestly doesn't feel much different playing wing and playing center, especially in our system, just because we're trying to always be moving and then pressure the puck. So if you're the first guy back, you're playing center. So for me, it's pretty much the same. And obviously, I'm looking forward just to playing some hockey.
Have you been able to figure out which way he's leaning?
Well, I started on wing, so then I was like, all right, I guess maybe I'm playing wing, and then back to center today, so we'll see tomorrow, I guess.
What do you look for from yourself this year? I mean, I know your career hasn't gone offensively the way you might have hoped or expected, but everyone knows and sees the talent you have. I mean, what's a good season in your mind?
In all honesty, I'm not one to put numbers down or make big goals. I like to focus on just day-to-day things. I find if you're doing the right things every day and getting good meals, getting good sleep, and usually that leads to good practices, and good practices lead to good games. So that's the plan for me. I'm not going to put anything down on paper necessarily. I just want to go out and play to the best of my ability every time I touch the ice.
Looking back on last season, how did you come out a better player? I remember you talking about how you developed patience last year, and you said you didn't have a lot of patience before, but just how did, you know, missing a chunk of the season make you a better player, better person?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, injuries are a thing you're going to go through, and it definitely was tough that it was the first game. I think it would have helped me a lot, even if I just got five games in, just to kind of get the feeling back a little bit. So I think that was probably the hardest part. But, yeah, more than anything, I think it just helped me. I mean, I'm such an impatient person, so some of those times were tough. But, yeah, you know, it helps you find ways to stay in the game even when you're not playing. Like, especially kind of the second time I went back out, after I played a couple games, I found that it helped me a ton just to watch hockey. Imagine yourself being in every spot. Obviously, you're going to go back and you're going to get thrown right into it. So I think just things away from the rink, I found some different hobbies, things to do with my time, and I think that all helps and will all help in the future.
You already know about Peterka and Quinn and Fitzgerald and those guys, but here's Savoy, here's Kulik, here's Rozan. As you see it, maybe I don't know how much of the prospects tournament you saw, the young guys. Is there maybe even more young depth in this organization even thought?
Yeah, for sure. I played with Savoy in that scrimmage the other day, and I mean, he's a great player. Obviously, I felt like we made some good plays together, and obviously we had Oki on the other side, and I'm pretty familiar with Oki, so it seemed like a good fit. He made a ton of good plays. Played with Kulich the first few days in camp. Obviously, the lines were a bit jumbled, but I mean, you can see the way he can shoot the puck and make plays, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, we got a lot of good young players, and I think the thing that's most exciting for us is they all think the game at such a high level and can make plays anywhere on the ice. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.